Yesterday, we were Jeremiah'd by the Lord through Dr. Kolb. Or in World War II colloquialese, we were Uncle Sam'd. You were appointed as the Lord God's hitman to kill false gods. You were set up as the gravedigger, burying spiritually dead corpses. You were called as the Lord's midwife to birth new life in Christ. So the word of the Lord came to you. You are mine. Today, the Lord God does one better than he did to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord not only comes to you, he meets you in the flesh. Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot enter to meet you, for I am a man of unclean lips. Greater men than I have suffered death before your Shekinah in your temple. So tread with trepidation upon this holy ground, as did Joseph and Mary, to remove the stain of death in the blood that flowed from Mary at Jesus' birth, a stream of blood that began in the spiritual bloodletting of Eve in the garden. The Lord's divine abode is no place for the impure. So where are your two pigeons? Where is your lamb, an offering for your sin? Don't tread on me, says the Almighty One. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed him and said, Simeon immediately stops the redemption of this firstborn son who opened the womb of Mary. Like the great prophet Samuel, no redemption price is paid for this one. This one belongs to the Lord. The Lord's Christ has entered his temple. And wrapped in swaddling clothes like a corpse bound for the tomb, this child is appointed as a sign to be opposed, rejected, and killed, and on the third day rise and then ascend on high. My eyes have seen your salvation, O Lord God. Where then are your two pigeons? Where then is your lamb? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What day is this in Jesus the Christ's life? This is the 40th day. It is the day on which you have come in the Spirit into the temple of the Lord God. It is the day of your purification. It is the day your eyes see your salvation. It is the day upon which you meet the glory of the Lord God in his temple. It is the day of your fall and rising. The day of your death and resurrection. It is the day of your redemption. It is the 40th day, the day on which the Lord God, your Father, met you in the flesh of his anointed Son, anointed by his Spirit. It is the day of your baptism. On this day, the bloodletting has come to an end. Your death has been drowned in the death of the blood of the temple's lamb. You have met the Lord God, and you have life in his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.